Okay, so the next band I would like to introduce to you is so exciting. They were founded by Lyons' own Casey Groves in 1999. We call it old time music for our times. They've got infectious energy, undeniable charisma, rich vocals, and mesmerizing instrumentals. Let's welcome Rounder Records recording artists, Uncle Earl. Thank you.
good friend we'd like to welcome back out to the stage. Would you please make her welcome? She should be no stranger to anyone who lives in Lyons or within 300-mile radius. The most fabulous on the dobro, this is Sally Van Meter.
Yeah. 10 meter. It's so fun to be back in Lyons because everybody here plays music. And it seems like we could probably have all of Casey's neighbors come up here and sit in with us, but our set isn't long enough. So that was it for now. So we're going to play an old fiddle tune now that we like to call Preacher, named after Romano's dog. 1, 2, 3, 4.
To the kingdom. world can't do me no harm. I got the keys in my bosom. Carry them everywhere I go. I got the keys in my bosom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm.
Songwriter and webmaster and songwriter. She does all sorts of stuff. Please make her welcome all the way from Woodstock, New York. This is Kristen Andreasen.
I got no sugar, baby, now. I got no sugar, honey, baby, now.
remember?
Which one is she?
Probably a bunch of them that are sitting
out there. Yeah, actually, that's a good darn point. Takes a community.
It does.
To raise a man.
In this case, I think that's pretty true.
It's really true in our case. But, yeah, we're really lucky she lives in this town for lots and lots of reasons, but mostly because of the folks that live here and care about music. But she really cares about music. She's originally from the Midwest, but Lyons is definitely her home. And she is an amazing singer-songwriter. She plays all kinds of instruments.
Well, now you're sorry, you got the phone.
Keep up your seat.
And well, she has...
We would like to announce that this would be a good time to turn your cell phones off.
Or turn them all off. Turn the right key.
She's incredible. Yeah. She's got an incredible couple of albums back there, and if you don't own her latest, you should. And, well, I'd like to introduce Miss Casey Groves.
Some of us need to breathe now.
Yeah. Fill out our an extra breath.
So, it's also, yeah.
region going on.
Come see us in North Carolina.
I have no
idea. Don't take any breaths at all.
Well, this next young woman that I'm about to introduce actually lives kind of higher up in North Carolina, where you have to breathe a little bit more, but she's an important member of the old-time community there, and that is the old-time capital of the world, Asheville, North Carolina. And she's got two beautiful albums of traditional music, and one of them is a must-have for anyone who plays old-time music, because if you go to any old-time sessions, you'll need to know those tunes, because everyone plays those tunes, and they say, you know, this is the Raina Gellert, you know, version. Like, wow, I go to sessions, I'm like, I'm in a band with her, and they're wow. Anyway, so please make her welcome all the way from the hills of North Carolina. This is Miss Raina Gellert.
Thanks. We're going to play another old fiddle tune. This one comes from Oklahoma, I believe. It's called Bobtail Mule. Songs into Mandarin, and it's pretty fun at bluegrass festivals. But anyway, she said that she has some requests for this one, and so I suppose you've heard her do this before, but it's worth repeating. So we're going to have her get up and sing you a Chinese song. She's got a new album out on the Network label that's back there that you all should hear. There are songs both in English and Mandarin. So some of the stuff you can understand. And it's all really gorgeous stuff with banjo and cello, and it's very unique and lovely. And so, here to sing you a Gillian Welsh song translated into Mandarin. Now living in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Abigail Washburn.
those Blue Canyon boys. I don't know if this is officially their CD release party, but their album is very, very new. Is it even officially out yet?
It's officially out, yeah.
And it's officially out on the table, that's for sure.
It came out 3 weeks ago.
And you can't see this, but we can. Jason has a newborn, and it's feeding right now. Don't look. But the mandolin player also has a newborn, and I'm sure they'd appreciate it if you bought the CD. I can say that I've been playing it in my car since I got it, and it's fantastic, and they did a great job. Let's hear from Blue Canyon Boys again. And is Kaylee Sue here?
No.
She probably put in a movie. That's all right. It's a birthday. It's a big one. So if you see her at the Stone Cup tomorrow, wish her happy birthday. And it's also Ellen Rosenberg's birthday. Ellen, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We'd just like to thank everyone in the community who makes it so comfortable for us when we come to town. John and Jean offer their lovely house for half of us to stay in, and we've been, you know, spending some time there. Haven't played pool yet, but...
Hey, your birthday's coming up too, isn't it?
He's 29 again. And to the Stone Cup, we've been drinking a lot of lattes over there, and who else from the community are we going to...
There's a long list.
There's more.
Brian.
You can do that while I'm reaching.
Brian and Connie in the high street.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we always have fun when we're here. I have fun because I live here. And I get to choose any of the socks that I own, not just the ones I bring on the road with me. Any.
And it's fun for us because we get to choose her socks, too.
Yeah, exactly. Any of Casey's clothes. Yeah. Ribbons.
This is not about the Stone Cup.
Thank you.
introduction to the woman you haven't met here yet, unless maybe you've met her in another context. She plays in a really amazing bluegrass band around here locally, and I think I see some other members maybe of the Hit and Run bluegrass band. At least I saw Todd running around here. I'm talking about our bass player, of course, and they're playing at, what is it called?
Midwinter.
Midwinter. So-called midwinter. I mean, as far as I can tell, midwinter is summer around here. But so-called midwinter is in February in Denver, and the Hit and Run Bluegrass Band is playing there. But luckily for you, tonight, you get to see a woman who is just playing bass with us for the first time tonight. I can only tell you that now, like three-quarters of the way through our set, because she's doing such an amazing job. We're really, really proud to be playing with her. This is Erin Coates.
Before the morning, darling,
demonstrated for you, and because there's a beautiful wood floor in this hall, and there are aisles which are clear currently, we would like to see some dancing on this next number. Dedicating this one to him because it's a murder ballad. We don't mean it that way. We thought you might like the chords, that's all.
But watch yourself nonetheless.
Thank you.
Jason for doing the sound, and Bill for working the door, and Cheryl and all the fine folks, all the sponsors, and pretty much the community.
Jason for doing sound and playing music. You just said it.
And every single one of you for coming out.
Who out there has been to every single High Street concert? Well, there's a few, actually. That's impressive. What is our next concert, Brian?
February 11th, 21st, yeah.
Do you like the banjo?
Yeah. Everyone is like thinking about it.
Wow. Like, there was it very tough. We're trying to figure out who should open that show. Maybe like the accordion or something. who else do we have to thank?
Annie
for doing the announcing. Isn't she lovely? Thank Caleb Roberts for loaning us this fine microphone.
Yeah.
Who else? We had a very fine bottle of whiskey this evening.
Oh, yes.
That was fun because we didn't drink any of it.
No.
We've left it completely
never touched
sealed.
The stuff.
Yeah, we'll save it for many years. We'd like to thank our benefactor of whiskey. And our backstage, whiskey factor, as we call it. And we'd like to thank our backstage woman, Garion.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful. Miss Garion. Garion. The girl. Yeah.
Does everything for us.
She's Garion Friday. So she. Well, you know, I haven't mentioned this because I'm shy, really. But we have CDs and T-shirts for sale.
She's so shy.
And they're lovely new T-shirts.
They're very
new colors and they're vintage songs.
Yeah. You'll feel them. You'll see
them. We've just about thanked everybody. If we forgot, we promise to write you a formal thank you note.
Email list.
Sally Van.
Definitely email list. Sally Van Meter for playing.
We have one more song. And unless you make a bunch of noise, and we'll come out and play a couple more. But anyway, you never know. This is our last number. Thanks so much for being a great audience and such a wonderful, supportive community. This one goes out to everyone sitting here in this room.
Everyone who we hope will be dancing in just a moment.
I'm a girl I ever seen.
I'm a girl I ever seen.
I can step on that too.
This is probably it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.